Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Greetings to everyone around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here at ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America, and also our listeners from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and very grateful to be with everyone here on this very beautiful day. Happy holidays as well. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody around the U.S. And again, today ACC News has another special guest and really speaking on very important topics as well, especially important for business owners. Today we have with us speaker, life coach, and also author of soon-to-be-released book, Life Beyond Me Too, Christine Rose, and she is the founder of Christine Rose Coaching and Consulting. Now, as I just touched on a second ago, to anyone tuning in today who is a business leader, an entrepreneur, anyone that's looking to create a successful and thriving work environment, anyone out there that's really looking to get increased productivity from their employees, getting full potential from your employees. Again, please grab a seat and get very comfortable because, again, we have an expert today that may possibly change not only you, but also your business forever. It is now Wednesday, the 27th of November. Now, I would like to remind everyone tuning in today, especially our listeners from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Christine, or if you want to tune into any one of our previous segments that we've had with her, please visit our Blog Talk Radio website. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. All of our shows are permanently archived over there. And also, if you're a big part of social media, we are on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also a part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. Or also, please visit our website at accglobalmedia.com. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. And again, we definitely want to get as much information from our special guest today. So I'm actually going to keep our introduction very short. And again, to many people that's tuned into our previous segments are well aware of this special guest that we have here today. Again, Christine Rose, again, is really second to none when it comes to experience in so many different areas. So to our audience today, I am very proud to present to you speaker, coach, and also author of soon-to-be-released book, Life Beyond Me Too. She is also the founder of Christine Rose Coaching and Consulting. To everyone out there, I am very proud to present to you Miss Christine Rose. How are you doing today, Christine?
Hi, Matthew. I'm doing great. It's so wonderful to be with you. How are you?
I am doing very well. We are so happy to have you back with us. And again, really to really spread all of this wonderful knowledge that you have with so many people tuning in. For everyone that didn't really get an opportunity to catch any one of our previous segments that you've had with us, Christine, can you please share with them who exactly is Christine Rose?
Okay, sure. I'm going to keep this short. You know, when it gets right down to it, we're not defined by the work we do, because we're all unique individuals and wonderful people before we ever do any work. And my mission really is to bring the power of love to every situation I encounter. And I do that through coaching, through business and executive coaching. I work with teams to help them develop psychological safety, and we can talk about that a little bit later. I'm a mom of two adult daughters. I'm a Georgetown Hoya fan. I'm a Seattle Seahawks fan. I'm a coffee addict. I love Starbucks. I'm a community volunteer. I serve on some boards and try to help, you know, make the world a better place. But it's all about bringing love. And so, you know, I just want to say for those of us in the U.S. that are celebrating Thanksgiving, I'm wishing you a happy Thanksgiving weekend tomorrow. And just really, we're going to talk a little bit about gratitude today. So I'm excited to be with you.
And again, we're definitely happy to have you. Now, Christine, if you could also very quickly, please share some of your personal story with the audience.
Okay, so in the book Life Beyond Me Too, I do go into a little bit of my story. I grew up in the Pacific Northwest in the Seattle area, and I was living in a home, in my childhood home, with three abusers in my home. I have Me Too stories that have impacted my life, so I have a real personal understanding about the high cost of discrimination and violence that we have in the world today. And I also am very blessed because I was able to get an education. I was able to raise two wonderful daughters who are now adults. I was able to, you know, get business experience and start a business and have been able to help business people and leaders. So, you know, we take our story and our pain becomes our platform for service. And that's certainly true for me.
And that's wonderful that you are actually dedicating your life now to helping other people after gaining all of this knowledge. And again, to everyone out there, Christine Rose has a soon-to-be-released book. Again, it's titled Life Beyond Me Too. We'll get into more specifics with that a little bit later on. What I would like to ask you, Christine, if you could please share with the audience, how has your past influenced your life and your current work over the years?
Well, I'm going to tell a couple stories. One was when I was in school, one of the places I went that was a refuge for me was Junior Achievement, which is a program that brought entrepreneurial education to high school students. And I loved that group because it was a place where I could just go be myself, create something, you know, be a part of a small company that, you know, we sold stock at the beginning of the year. We produced products. We made teddy bears. We had did trade shows. And yes. Then, you know, at the end of the year, we had our profits that we distributed to our shareholders. So that really gave me a love for business, and it was that that made me go get my business degree at Georgetown. But another thing, another story was I was at a really low point in my life. I was at a point where I actually had, you know, kind of some of my trauma that I'd experienced before. I hadn't really worked through it all yet. And so I was at a point where I really was living in pain, and I felt like I didn't want to keep going. And if there's anybody listening, I just want to say there's another side to it. So one of the decisions I made at that point was I had been in the practice of writing what I'm grateful for every night on my Facebook post. I didn't like all the negativity I was seeing on Facebook, and I had a discipline or a practice of writing five things, you know, some things I was grateful for. And I realized that gratitude practice and the desire to not keep going in the world anymore just didn't, there wasn't a way to follow both of those paths, right? They were completely divergent paths and I couldn't follow them both. And I made a decision that I wanted to follow the gratitude path and keep on posting what I was grateful for. So what I did was keep writing every night what I was grateful for. And then I, you know, got myself the help I needed to pull myself out of that hole I was in. And that really influenced me because, you know, first of all, I'm here. And so if there are any listeners that are struggling, I just want to encourage you to, you know, buy yourself a little notebook at the drugstore and just start writing down things you're grateful for, because that practice rewires your brain and it helps you to become happy. It's been proven as a discipline for people who have, you know, suffer from depression. So it's really amazing. But it also kind of fuels the attitude and the love that I bring into my work, into my coaching practice. And so those two stories are things maybe people might be able to relate to, and to know that, hey, there are people to support you, whatever you're going through.
And again, that's very important for everybody that's tuning in today, especially for the people that are suffering in any way. There's support out there. There's never a situation where you have to be alone and go through anything alone. And again, there's special people out there, people like Christine out there that you could reach out to that could really help you get over any hard times. Now, Christine, you stressed on a few words today and the gratitude. And you also mentioned it as well with the workplace, the power of gratitude in the workplace. You know, as a business and executive coach, what can you tell us about gratitude when it comes to the workplace?
Okay, so let me tell you, this isn't my opinion, but there's research that's been done about this for probably 30 years. And in addition to rewiring your brain to make you happier, there's a psychology professor at UC Davis named Robert Emmons. He wrote a book called The Little Book of Gratitude, Creating a Life of Happiness and Well-Being by Giving Thanks. And he's a researcher on this subject. And really what we found out from his research and from the research of this group he's with is gratitude is vital in the workplace, because we spend our days working. We're on the job, you know. Some people might be listening on their lunch break, and so this is a basic human requirement, a way of living. And we spend so much of our lives at work. So when you're in charge of the culture at your workplace, and you know what, whether you know it or not, there's a culture at your workplace. So leaders that are intentional about building a positive culture in their workplace are going to need to know that gratitude and appreciation can transform your life at work. It can help lead to connections with people who are working together. And there are, you know, in history, there are people who've definitely modeled that. The former CEO of Campbell Soup wrote 30,000 thank you notes to his employees. You know, so gratitude happens in right over his career. So, and it's not just about, let me give you the employee of the month plaque, or let me give you like the 5-year pin, you know, recognizing your contribution. It's just appreciating you for who you are and caring about who you are. And when a workplace values, you know, when the culture values the employee, their health and their happiness for who they are, not just, you know, to get something more out of them, those workplaces see a great deal of rewards in terms of productivity, in terms of how the employees relate to their customers. It's just a trickle down. So it's really powerful and essential to make sure there's gratitude as a part of your culture in the workplace.
And I absolutely agree. And most of the time, if employees are miserable, they are not happy, they feel underappreciated. Usually production is not that great. So I'm surprised. Are you surprised that more business owners actually haven't already adapted this method?
Well, there are many who have, and, you know, kudos to them because they're reaping the rewards. I don't have research on exactly, you know, how many include this, but whether you are, you know, mom and pop store, you know, whether you're even just, you know, where you're internet-based business and you got people working from home and in diverse, you know, locations, you know, whether you're working with people across the world online on Zoom, or if you've, you know, if you're working in a large corporation, the, you know, 2 decades of research are showing that it's linked to positive emotion, less stress, fewer health complaints, a greater sense of camaraderie and ability to achieve goals together, fewer sick days, higher satisfaction with your jobs, better relationships with your coworkers. I mean, if you haven't got on the bandwagon, it's time to catch on, because you're losing out if you're not really fucking, if you're not creating this as part of your culture.
Are we still with you?
Hello, it seems like we have a bad connection here. Can you hear me, Christine?
That's where that was from.
Yes, hello, Christine. All right, we can hear you now. We have you back with us. And to the audience out there, I apologize. There seems to have been a little glitch for some reason. We lost contact over here. And again, getting back to where we were before we were disconnected over here, as far as gratitude in a company's strategic plan, can you explain that again?
Okay, so I want to let you know that, you know, it's going to improve your workplace culture. It's going to strengthen your relationship and your work teams. It's going to help to motivate reciprocity and benevolence among your employees, so they're going to work together better, right? And in fact, gratitude, Glassdoor did a study that really found that gratitude is a better motivator than money. So 80% of employees will be willing to work harder if their boss is appreciative, and 70% said they feel better about themselves and their efforts if their bosses thank them more regularly, kind of in the way that they are like to be thanked, right? So in your strategic plan, you know, hopefully you've got a strategic plan, and if you don't, please contact me at christinerose.coach and we'll make sure you have one. Your gratitude initiative needs to be authentic. It can't be like one more thing you do to get more stuff out of people. It's truly about enhancing the lives of the people who work with you and for you to because you appreciate them. You generally want what's best for them. You want them to be happy. And, you know, it's not about engaging employees to use them. So in your strategic plan, I hope you have goals and key performance indicators for building a positive culture in your organization. And at that place in the plan, you want to figure out what you're doing to tap into the power of gratitude there.
And Christine, I find it so interesting. Again, with so many people, again, with pay, people usually think the pay usually brings happiness. It seems that if people are getting positive feedback from their bosses, from the leaders of their business, it seems that that may actually have a similar or even more of a positive impact than giving somebody a very small raise. Well, what do you think about that?
You know, if you've got a toxic workplace culture, it doesn't matter how much money you're going to pay people. They will leave. There will be people leaving because you're not honoring the people as a whole person. Okay, so gratitude can be the difference between keeping a star performer or losing them. It's not recognition, okay? Recognition is where you acknowledge their accomplishments. But gratitude
yes.
acknowledges and appreciates their worth as a person who's contributing to the future that you want your company to have. You know, they're contributors. Without your employees, you're not going to go anywhere, right? You can't. You can't do
yes.
what it is your vision is to do. So celebrating the spirit of your employees is what gratitude and appreciation is all about. And that environment where people feel valued and appreciated for who they are and not just what they do absolutely brings return on your bottom line too.
Yeah, so, again, so for the business owners out there, the leaders out there, the managers, please share with them, why should employees focus really on employees first and customers second? It's usually the other way around.
Right.
So
and
why
know,
do you believe the
yeah.
order should go that way?
That's great, Matthew. So, you know, when your customers deal with your organization, are they experiencing
yes.
somebody who's are they experiencing or dealing with a person who's satisfied in their work, who shows up, who's on time, who's not burned out, who's positive? You know, are they able to be the face of the organization that you intend to show? And if you're not honoring your employees and expressing appreciation for them regularly, your customers are going to feel it and you're going to lose customers. Okay, so first you need to take care of the people who are making your business a success, and those are your employees first and then the customers, because they'll be able to serve your customers much more effectively when you have a great culture for them.
All right, so for the business leaders that are tuning in right now, the managers, the business owners that would like to implement this, let's say they're tuning in right now and they're thinking, wow, everything that she's saying is really spot on, it's correct. How can business leaders honor their team members year-round? How can they do some of these things?
Yeah, so one idea is to first of all, as a leader, you embrace gratitude. So there's a book called the Kaizen Way, and it's just like take a small steps. You know, maybe instead of trying to make a large corporate initiative, just start with noticing every day one thing that you're grateful for that your employees and your team are doing, and write it down. Maybe get a whiteboard and just put it there and just write it down. Another
yes.
thing that you can do is in your, you know, weekly meetings, in your staff meetings, add a little moment of gratitude in there to just say, you know, this is, you know, let's take a moment to check in. And while we're checking in, you know, what's one thing you're grateful for this week at work? And then another thing you can do is in your internal communications with people, in your emails and your employee, you know, employee email newsletter
yes.
thing, you know, keep gratitude top of mind in there. You know, it's not about the once a year employee awards. It's about the whole culture of gratitude. And, you know, just start with a small step, acknowledging the thoughts and efforts of people, acknowledge that they matter. And that gratitude that you're starting to express at work is going to change lives. It's going to change your culture and make it more positive. And it will impact your bottom line.
And to the business owners out there or to the people that feel that, hey, maybe some of this could be too time consuming, as Christine is really explaining, is that in the end, this will really benefit your business in the long run. So it's really taking out that time, really going that extra effort to really let these employees know that they're appreciated. And again, everything that Christine is saying, not only does it make sense, I've actually seen it have positive results firsthand in the workplace. So again, Christine, if you could please share with everyone that's tuning in today that would like to make the changes, people that do need assistance, because I know there's a lot of people out there that really can't do it themselves. Some of them don't have time. They don't really have the knowledge. Where can people reach out to you for consultation about improving company culture? How can they sign up with your programs immediately?
Okay, thank you, Matthew. So people can go to my website. It's www.christinerose.coach. That's christinerose.coach, coach. And absolutely, you can reach out to me there. You can, you know, just let me know what's going on with you. You can sign up for a free strategy session of 30 minutes and just let's figure out what's going on with you and how we can improve that.
So, again, to everyone out there, reach out for help. It could change your business. It could change your profits. It can change everything going on in your life if you could just reach out for help to the people that are aware how these methods work. But getting on a different note right now, we touched on a few things earlier. And again, Christine has a wealth of knowledge from so many different areas. She's experienced so many different things. And there's been a movement in this country, really all over the world, on women and also men, people that's had different stories and experiences, different stories of abuse, the stories of survival. And now Christine Rose has an upcoming book really touching on many of these things, really touching on this movement that's happened within these past few years. Christine, if you could please share with us the details of that upcoming book, Life Beyond Me Too, again, facilitating global transformation.
Oh, thank you, Matthew. Well, my editors changed the subtitle, but the book has been uploaded to print, and I'm waiting for the galley copy. It's Life Beyond Me Too, Creating a Safer World for Our Mothers, Daughters, Sisters, and Friends. And this book is an invitation to every person who would like to live in a world that's safe for all people. It really is relevant to virtually everyone who cares about other human beings and cares about themselves, because it's bringing coaching to the conversation. And coaching is a proven way of facilitating rapid and accelerated positive change. So I encourage you to find that book. You're going to be able to find it on Amazon pretty soon. But it's Life Beyond Me Too, Creating a Safer World for Our Mothers, Daughters, Sisters, and Friends.
Now, Christine, I'm sure you're very well aware that there's so many people out there that's, again, experienced so many different things. Some people experience many horrible things. For the people out there that do reach out and they buy they get a copy of your book, they purchase that book, what do you hope people take away from this book? Well, what would you like people to learn?
Yeah, thank you, Matthew. A lot of people don't know what to do with their stories or other people's stories. They don't know how to contribute to positive change.
I hope that by reading the book, readers will gain some knowledge and insights and tools to create change in your own life